This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome to Temple KEO Politics. Got an interesting show coming up here, four segments. I think fascinating opinions. Going to talk, number one, about what the role of illegal drugs and prescription drugs and perhaps booze has in occurrences like what happened at the Garlic Festival. Going to talk with a man who is very well versed in this subject, and you know who that is. Our favorite psychologist, our favorite PhD psychologist, Dr. John Huber. In the second segment, the final two segments, we're going to talk with Jeff Dice from the Mises Institute about racism and how racism right now, number one, the term oftentimes is being used very, very, I don't want to say inappropriately, I want to say inaccurately. We're also going to chat about it, in addition to chatting about it with Jeff, we're going to talk about it also with John Huber. Big John, got a question for you. We had a tragedy down at the Garlic Festival, which is right on the outskirts of a very, very wealthy, sophisticated part of the west coast of the United States, where Pebble Beach is located, etc., etc. The tragedy at the Garlic Festival was truly a tragedy. What I'm curious about, John, from a psychological and medical standpoint, what kind of role would you say prescription drugs and obviously illegal drugs, what kind of role do they have in events like the Garlic Festival?
Well, and in this case, we don't know exactly what, if anything, this young man was on. Nobody's confirmed anything. So part of this is speculation. I just want to say that because we don't have the information yet. But we can look at the mass shooters since 2000, we know 63% of them were diagnosed with some mental health issue, and most of those were on some sort of prescription regime. I think it definitely has an impact. I think, we don't really, it's not like we can go and test the bacteria to see what antibiotics are appropriate for them. So most doctors, when they prescribe their antidepressants, for example, they've got a couple hundred to choose from, and they have their favorite ones, and they try those on the person first. And if they work, great. If they don't, then they start going round robin through different types and different brands of antidepressants. And there's a lot of them, and it's kind of hit or miss. And what I do in my practice right now is when somebody comes in and we think they need medication, I refer them to a physician. But we try to get them to go through and actually do DNA testing. We can do DNA testing for psychotropic medications to show which ones are going to be most effective with those people. And I've had amazing experiences with that when my patients have done that. Otherwise, it is a long, drawn-out process to try to find it, and these people get very frustrated. And especially with men, anger is the only socially acceptable emotion that we express in our culture today as men, where we don't get criticized for it. If we start crying, oh, you're a wimp, you're a baby, grow up. But if you're angry, oh, he must have a reason to be angry, get out of his way. And so many men out there are running around with an anger problem that is basically wrapped up in a form of depression that they are not identifying, and nobody's identifying it with most of these people. But I know most of the people walking into my office with anger problems, they're depressed. And we end up, struggling and finally getting to that point where we can identify that. And that's a shame. It's a scary thought. All these people. And when you get depressed like that, all of a sudden, life has no value. And if you're angry and life has no value, you can accelerate this to a very lethal situation like we had at the Garlic Festival. And it is devastating this country right now.
Well, it's not only the Garlic Festival. Also, we have the situation down in Las Vegas where the guy was up in the hotel, probably my favorite hotel down there, and he was just killing people nonstop. We have situations like the Arby officer in Texas who killed a number of people, and it goes on and on and on. I'm really interested in this subject because of the fact that there is so much, in my opinion, irrational resentment resulting in anger in this country. And what I think a lot of the reason is, sure, depression plays a role, but I think the fact, John, that people are not willing to listen to each other and regard others' opinions, at least in an unbiased manner. I really see that going on right now.
Absolutely. I think we're trained in our society now to listen to criticize instead of listening to hear what the other person has to say. And I think that's part of this I'm offended model that they have out there, all these triggers. You can't talk about this. You're going to set me off. Well, that's your problem. That's not my problem. You need to learn how to listen to hear what I'm talking about and realize I'm not going after you personally. I'm sharing my point of view. And I'm asking you to listen to me, and I'm going to listen to you and your point of view. But if all you do is start throwing in this, I'm hurt, and, you know, going right to your limbic system, which is where all our emotions are, where, you know, we have in common with birds and lizards and other mammals, you know, that emotional center in our brain, you stop using your frontal cortex, which is where our higher thinking is that makes us human, allows us to do math and rationalize. And it's a problem we have culturally. We're teaching our kids this. Our schools are not teaching our kids to think critically. And it is very, very unnerving to think that we just continue to foster this. And our political leaders, our country leaders, are out there fostering it. They want us to think that way because when we think emotionally, we don't think rationally. And they can get away with whatever they want to get away with because we don't have the capacity at that point to sit down and say, you know, one and one equals two. It doesn't equal three. So you got to back up and do your math again.
John, would you agree with me that the political rhetoric going on in the United States right now, and I'm not talking about the average and John Doe and Jane Doe, I'm talking about the elected politicians. Would you agree with me that some of the comments that are coming out are, number one, very inappropriate, and number two, not based on facts, although in their opinions they are facts, but they're not willing to listen to both sides of the story to perhaps maybe change their mind. I think that could get to be to the point where I think you could either see major shifts in political thinking, or I think you could see perhaps, even if you take it to an extreme, the downfall of the United States. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's potentially what could happen is the downfall of this country. I mean, the one thing that made us great was the fact that we had this ability to exchange different ideas. Even if I don't like your idea, I'm going to sit and listen because the rules are of the game is you listen to my ideas. And we've had that until about the last 20 years. It started being chipped away. And especially the last 10 years, it, you know, if you don't agree with me, you must be racist. You must be some sort of ist, whether it's misogynist or whatever. And that goes back to what I was saying before. It shifts you into that emotional point in your brain, and you're no longer thinking rationally. You actually go into fight or flight mechanism when somebody does that to you. And that actually redirects blood flow from your frontal lobe to your limbic system. So you no longer use your executive functioning, and you just respond completely off emotions. And our politicians know that. They get votes that way. They get reelected. They don't have to have any rational standing. And, I mean, that's what we're watching the Democratic National Convention try to decide who their candidate's going to be. And one person, well, I'm going to give you this for free. And everybody, well, I'm going to give you that plus this. And there's no rational way to pay for any of that. Absolutely none whatsoever. And what they also aren't telling you, when they start giving it for free, they're going to have to ration it. So the government then is going to get a pick who gets to go get those free things.
No
question. And that is horrendous.
No question about it, John. John, I've got to take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Less than 30 seconds, Big Al will be back with Dr. John Huber. We're going to talk about what's going on in our country and now vis-a-vis the concept of racism. Be right back. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, after the commercial break, back with John Huber. Going to chat a little bit about the concept of racism and how I think that's being used right now, perhaps irrationally in politics. Irrationally is really not the right word, you guys. The right word is inappropriately and inaccurately. John, going to ask you the big question. It's all over the news right now, whether you're talking about the press, whether you're talking about the internet, whatever. Donald Trump is right now being labeled as a terrible racist. I have read everything that he has said, and I believe that the to call Trump a racist at this point is, number one, not an accurate statement. What does John Huber think?
I think you're completely correct. It is not an accurate statement. I think it's interesting that the NAACP has honored him with, I think, 13 or 14 awards before he became a candidate for president for helping inner-city youth. He's been given awards by Jesse Jackson, by Al Sharpton, by all these people for helping minority groups. He was the first person to ever hire a female superintendent to build a skyscraper in any major city. He is not a racist. They're just trying, you know, you can't prove a negative. So it is a tool that they can use when they don't have the facts to support why they're thinking Donald Trump is a bad president. They're going to say he's a bad person. And the only way they can do that is by yelling the race card and throwing that in his general direction, because you can't prove a negative. There's no way to prove you're not a racist, not a misogynist. And all you have to do is have people tell you that all the time, that you are that way. And people who don't know you believe you and believe that you are that way. It's sad. It shows you. I mean, this is high school debate 101. When you don't have the facts, you call somebody something emotionally laden. People stop thinking rationally. They fall into that emotionality and they hate that other person and think everything they say is wrong just because of that emotional reaction, not because of real actual facts. And it is such a weakly supported argument, but they do it and it works, and the average citizen would rather hate somebody than try to figure out why that person is good.
And that's coming from a point of view of an educated clinical psychologist, ladies and gentlemen. I happen to agree 100%. Let me tell you, I've got an advanced education, but it's not a PhD in clinical psychology. I have no idea how people think or why people think the way they do. John, I want to get back to this anger thing just for a second. The anger that I'm seeing right now between the Democratic Party and the conservative folks is, in my opinion, totally irrational. When you listen to the Fab Four, Ocasio-Cortez and the other two ladies, they are really, in my opinion, playing the irrational, emotional card. They're using language on interviews. All you have to do is listen to the interviews. They're using language that I wouldn't want my children to be in the room when they were talking, because it's so inappropriate. What's going on? Why are they doing that? Obviously, because they're trying to win an election. They're trying to prove a point. But you know what? I think there's more to it than that. Tell me about what you think their rationale is, John.
Well, again, I think they're pandering to the lowest common denominator, the group of four there.
I'm sorry, that's a racist statement.
Absolutely. You can go with that if you want. But we want to talk about racism. They have, within the Democratic Party, those four have an organization. Their total goal is to get white people out of the Democratic Party running for office. That's racist. And they're, you know, by going after Trump and saying that they obfuscate, they redirect the attention away from the stuff they're actually doing that is truly racist. Mm-hmm. And they have, it's all about skin color with them. And when you have people that's all it's about, it doesn't matter if you can solve the world's problems. If you don't meet the color that they want you to be, they're not going to support you, period. Even if it's better for them, it is very despicable. And we're seeing who the real racist group is. Racism is not only white people can be racist. Anybody can be racist, period. And that's when you make critical decisions based on some unimportant factor, like the color of their skin, and use that to actually affect change against that person and discriminate against them. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, had an interesting discussion last night about this subject, but The discussion that we had last night, and this was not in any organized meeting that I happen to be a part of, the discussion that we had was, is Al Sharpton a racist? You know, and that discussion germinated from Trump saying that Sharpton really doesn't like policemen at all, doesn't like law enforcement officers at all, and really is using the, pardon me, black population to his advantage. I believe those are racist actions. What do you think?
Well, I think he does. If I remember correctly, he was thrown into the national spotlight because of some riots in New York that he actually instigated, and I believe 5 or 6 people died because of that. And he has capitalized on that financially and politically in the world of media and politics. And, you know, he did that against police, you know, targeting police officers or police departments, even in cities where, such as Baltimore, where 80% of them are African-American and they're not, you know, controlled. They have a police chief who's African-American. They have a mayor who's African-American. And he has gone after them. We saw that last couple of years, you know, the riots going after, you know, police departments. It's just horrendous, and he is another one of those persons that has just capitalized on that whole racist argument.
I gotta tell you, there's big money and there is big notoriety in capitalizing on that right now. You know, and Alexandra is, I think, playing that card, as are her associates. I think it'd be very interesting to see how the woman from Minnesota plays out. It'd be interesting to see if they really investigate her entry into the country. Was it, in fact, legal, or was it, in fact, staged? You know, I don't want you to comment on that. I just want to say that's going to be very interesting to me to see how that plays out. Final word, John. Do you think Trump's going to get reelected?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I do. I don't think there's any question about it. I think he's the only guy who's talking straight. Dr. John Huber, the best in the West, no question about that. Dr. Huber, you'll be on again shortly. Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Part of a cliff along a San Diego area beach came loose and crashed down on Friday, and there were some fatalities. KCAL TV's Jake Reiner was there.
The city of Encinitas reporting now that 3 people are dead now. And with the tide rising, lifeguards have stopped their search for more additional victims underneath the rubble, although they do believe that no one else is down there. San Diego County authorities say one woman was killed instantly at the scene. Hours later, the city of Encinitas is reporting that two of the three people taken to the hospital also died.
Police in the Northern California town of Gilroy now say they've discovered the gunman who killed three people at the Gilroy Garlic Festival turned his gun on himself after being shot multiple times by responding officers. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back and tuning on with KER Politics. Got Jeff Deist on the line with me. I've known Jeff for years and years and years, and let me tell you, he's one of the nicest guys I know, and number two, he's got two of the greatest kids and the second most wonderful wife in the world. Mr. Deist, how you doing, bud?
Big Al, it's good to talk to you.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Jeff, I want to talk about racism first in the pure form. How exactly would you define racism, Jeff?
Well, I would define it as a subject we never, ever, ever stop talking about, apparently, in this country. But my dictionary definition would be very simple. A racist is someone who thinks a particular race is inherently inferior. And a racist is a person who thinks a particular race ought to be hated. That's my dictionary definition. And I think the term's used far too broadly.
And continuing on, it's also defined as a person who thinks that his particular race or her particular race is far superior to anybody else's. I want to put this in the context of what's going on right now. You know, I spent, one of my go-to sources, Jeff, is a magazine called The Week. And the reason I like The Week is because it really presents both sides of every story in hard copy. Not opinions, not editorial, but what the New York Times says versus what the Washington Post says, and on and on and on. And they do it with virtually every subject. Right now, the subject du jour has exploded into Trump is a racist because he told people if they didn't like the United States, they should go back to their own country. That has nothing to do with racism, in my opinion. You want to expand on that?
Well, it's indelicate, and I understand why people don't like it. but he certainly has a point. I think most people expect immigrants to show some gratitude and behave well in their new host country. There's nothing wrong with that per se. Now, when it comes to the members of Congress to which he was addressing, of course, most of them, I think all of them other than Ilhan Omar, were actually born in the U.S. So we don't make any distinctions. If someone's born here, they're born here. They're an American, and that's fine. I don't think it's racist. I just think it's a bit silly. It takes us away from, you know, bigger issues. But I'm not going to just attack Trump as a racist because I think that's silly. And again, I think it just gets us off course.
Why does it get us off course, Jeff?
Well, because all of a sudden the media and the left want to make this the number one issue with respect to Trump. And of course, Trump's just a proxy for his voters and the people out there who like him. And his voters and the people out there who like him are just a proxy for the red state. So in essence, what the media is doing here is trying to say 40% of the country is just irredeemably racist and ought not to be listened to. And we want them to die off sooner rather than later. We want them to be politically vanquished. We want them to go away or at least do us the favor of becoming enlightened like us. I mean, that's what's at the heart of all this Trump is a racist stuff, because for decades and decades, he was a big wheel celebrity real estate developer in New York City, and he was around all kinds of famous people and all kinds of athletes and all kinds of people from different walks of life, and nobody ever thought he was a racist. So all this stuff rubs me the wrong way because it's just all politics.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it has anything to do with war and peace. None of it has anything to do with the Fed. None of it has anything to do with $23 trillion in debt. And so it's this sideshow to which we're supposed to constantly pay attention. And to be fair, it's really hard not to. I mean, anybody who's on social media, anybody who picks up the newspaper, it's very hard to avoid all of this stuff, and yet it's become the story, and it ought to be a non-story.
I don't think there's any question about that. You know, it's funny, but you listen to the Democratic debates, for example, last night and then again tonight. We are recording this on Wednesday, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and the Democratic debates are all about who can be as liberal as possible. I'll take out the word liberal, I'd have to use the word progressive. Who can be the most progressive of all? That, in my opinion, is not what the challenge, not even one challenge is facing our country. How do you feel?
Well, this is the nature of primaries, and this is the problem with mass democracy as we exercise it here in the U.S., is that it forces candidates to tack one way in order to win their party's nomination. And unfortunately, we only have two viable parties in this country, so it's a sad process. But you have to understand the shift in the left is ongoing. It's inexorable. It's progressive. It's been happening for many, many, many decades. But the old left that organized in union halls and had blue collar and worker interests at heart is gone now. The new left is finds its heart in academia, on campus amongst progressive professors and in the liberal arts profession, among gender studies and feminists and LGBT activists. This is the new heart of the Democratic Party, and in the process of grasping onto social issues like talking about racism endlessly, they've ceded a lot of turf to Trump when it comes to blue-collar workers. There's a lot of construction guys, a lot of union guys, a lot of factory guys still in this country, and I, at least those of them who are white males, I think a lot of them are voting for Trump. And part of it is that they don't see themselves in Democrats. They don't see themselves on the stage last night, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, I am disappointed. I am basically libertarian, as you know, and your influence and Ron's influence and I suppose Lou's influence have really got me thinking that way. But I have to face reality, and the reality is we have an election coming up in November, a year from November, basically, you know, and Big Al's going to have to vote for somebody. I was looking for a viable alternative to Donald Trump. And before you hang up the phone, Jeff, let me tell you why. I was looking for a viable alternative simply because I really believe what Trump is saying. I think that Trump has done miraculous things in terms of advancing our country, et cetera, et cetera. But I think Trump, and I'm on the record as saying probably about 6 or 8 months ago, that Donald Trump is probably the worst communicator in the world. It strikes me that his number one priority when he strode into the Oval Office should have been to make peace, if he could, to sit down with the media and say, you know, here I am, here's what I'm trying to do. And he didn't do that. Instead, he lashed out on Twitter because he didn't want to use the media, etc., etc. So He is not exactly a bridge builder. So I was looking for a viable alternative. And the only guy that I could come up with was somebody who came highly recommended by Peggy Noonan. Peggy Noonan loves Joe Biden. She feels that he's the only politician in Washington, D.C. who really has any, what I like to use the term, really has any class and character. Unfortunately, I'm seeing Joe Biden at this point. Number one, he's an old guy, and he probably shouldn't be in that position, and he's proven that over and over again. And number two, I think he's really starting to acquiesce, and I think he knows that if he wants to go out in a blaze of glory, so to speak, as the President of the United States, I think he knows that if he's going to maintain his affiliation with the Democrats, that one simple thing has to happen. He has to start to agree with people who I'm sure he loathes, okay, the Fab Four and others and others and others. Jeff, we got to take a break in 30 seconds, but why don't you start a comment on what I just said?
Well, the reasons you like Joe Biden are the same reasons that progressives hate him. In other words, he's at least exhibits a glimpse of that old school presidential outlook where you serve, you represent the whole country, not just a part of it. And that's not what progressives are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I think that's a good point, but I think they're going about it in entirely the wrong way. Ladies and gentlemen, commercial break. We're going to continue our conversation with Mr. Jeff Deist here in about 30 seconds. Stick around.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. I have Jeff Deist on the line with me right now. Again, as you know, anybody who has a memory, I got to tell you, Big Al sometimes wonders if he has a memory. Having said that, Jeff, I want to talk a little bit about the Green Deal as is espoused and actually getting a fair amount of support right now from various people from both sides of the aisle. Now, it's my understanding that, and this is not an understanding, this is a fact, we've got about a $21 trillion deficit. If the Green Deal is put into place, when you figure everything, which includes primarily the medical issue, single payer, and when you bring everything else into the situation, that's going to add approximately $40 trillion to the deficit. It's going to take us up over $60 trillion. Regardless of what Alexandria and her colleagues say, Big Al's opinion is there are some grandiose ideas there. There are some ideas that I think probably make some sense from a moralistic standpoint, but if they're implemented the way they'd like to see them implemented, it would bring the country to its knees. What do you think about that?
Well, first and foremost, it is being taken seriously. Several of the potential presidential hopefuls on the Democratic side have already said that they would support some sort of version of all of these things. And what we're talking about is proposals like Medicare for All, free undergraduate college tuition, and, of course, the supposed Green New Deal, which would strive to eliminate fossil fuels over a very fast period of time and also install, presumably, renewables like solar and hydroelectric and wind all over the country. So, yes, these things would cost trillions and trillions of dollars. We don't have the money, and we can't tax that much. So the question is, why are the Democrats doing it? I think it's brilliant. I think the Republicans are reading this all wrong. They're saying, oh, my gosh, the Democrats are revealing themselves to be, just be absolutely crazy socialists with these schemes we could never pay for. People are finally going to see how left-wing they really are and what they really think, and they're going to reject this. Well, I'm not so sure about that. See, we're talking about these things, and when you're talking about something, you're moving closer towards it. We're not talking about getting rid of the income tax or eliminating the Department of Education or anything like that. We're talking about her Green New Deal. So this is a time-honored tradition in progressivism. Look at the 20th century. It was a century of incremental progressivism, things like Social Security, the Great Society program, central banking, income taxes, all ideas that would have been considered crazy in 1900, all came to fruition over time. And so what the left has done successfully in American history is float an outrageous trial balloon, and then the fallback position seems reasonable. So I think that's what's happening here. And I think, as Dr. Gary North puts it, in politics, something beats nothing. You know, what's the Republican something right now? They can't talk about fiscal conservatism or the Constitution. It's all incoherent. But the left has something. They can talk about the Green New Deal. They can talk about, taxing billionaires. They can talk about Medicare for all. That's something. So crazy something beats incoherent nothing.
That's an interesting point. I guess my question for you is, do you think that's going to work in 2020 in their favor?
Well, you mean in the presidential election?
Yeah.
It's so hard to say. Trump is so mercurial, and a lot of that really depends on things beyond Trump's control. I would argue that has a lot to do with the Fed and what they do with interest rates, which will cascade throughout the economy. And for all of Trump's supposed differences, he's probably going to live or die with the economy like any president at the end of the day. I don't think there's enough social pressure just to get rid of him based on identitarian issues. But, maybe I'm wrong. So it's really hard to say whether Trump's going to prevail in 2020. But if the economy's bad and we have a stock market or housing breakdown between now and then, history shows that people clamor for more government, not less, during recessions and crises.
I don't see a big drop in the stock market coming right now. You know, I'll tell you an interesting story on a personal note. Our retirement is tied up in a fund, and our fund is down right now about 30% over the past 6 or 8 months or thereabouts. And the other night, the little blonde lady asked me, she said, "Do you think we should get out of here and go someplace else?" And I said, "Absolutely not. I think this is going to come back. There are too many good things from an economic standpoint happening in America." All you have to do is listen to Trump's State of the Union speech. It's really, really pretty hard to argue with those numbers, in my opinion. And given the fact that we have an election coming up very shortly, I think all the market is going to do, quite frankly, is by hook or by crook, I think it's going to get better. But we'll see. Time will tell. Give me your opinion, if you would. We haven't talked about this one forever. And that is, what do you think about people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Well, it's sad. I think it's sad that she could be elected to office. But again, it doesn't take that many people, maybe 50, 60,000 people in a primary in a populous area like Queens and Brooklyn, which she represents. That's not necessarily that hard to do. Now, she did slay a giant in the form of Pat Crowley, Joseph Crowley, who was a longtime member of Congress in that district and who was being groomed for Democratic leadership. So I just think it's sad that someone with that little knowledge, that's literally that ignorant, could be elected a member of Congress. But that's how voting works. It doesn't say we can only elect brilliant, accomplished people. It says anybody who satisfies certain criteria can run. And, you can vote for them. That's how it's always been. And, people say they want democracy. Well, this is what you get. You can't, if you want to say we should live in a democratic country, you can't be heard to complain when what I would consider bozos get elected.
Well, when you talk about bozos that are getting elected, a current event that I think is absolutely amazing to me is the fact that, we have a picture in Times Square right now of Ocasio-Cortez saying, "This is what I accomplished." Well, she kept a major, major corporation like them.
Amazon,
like them or hate them. I mean, the fact of the matter is the benefits to New York, according to what Peggy Noonan was saying yesterday in her op-ed, and according to everything that I have read, the benefits were astronomical for the public. Basically, huge increases in employment, and the list goes on, and some emotions got in the way, and Jeff Bezos basically said, "Screw you guys, I'm out of here."
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think what they're going to do is they're going to take the planned center in Northern Virginia and double it. So I would love to see that center actually go someplace else in the country, away from the D.C. Beltway or New York. I'd like to see it go to some community that where it would probably be more appreciated. But look, she views tax breaks by she, I mean Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she views tax breaks as a subsidy. She, in her mentality, not taking something from a corporation is the same as giving it taxpayer money. That, I mean, this is just a conceptual difference between someone who views the state as the arbiter of everything and someone who says, well, the government should just be on the side and act as a referee and tax people fairly. So it's hard to overcome, and a lot of young people agree with her, no question.
I guess the question I have is, we have a lot of college-age people, a lot of supposedly well-educated people at some of the universities here on the West Coast that are basically hotbeds of socialism, Evergreen State. I mean, I don't know what the average IQ of a student at Evergreen State is, but it's pretty damn high. You look at Berkeley, it's the same deal. How can these kids fall into that story and believe that story? Because it doesn't make any sense.
Well, they fell into it in the 60s and 70s. Universities have always been left-wing in the United States, and they've always been incubators or nurseries of socialism. And that's just part of American history. They've especially the faculties of these schools have always been way to the left of the student bodies that they purportedly teach, and way to the left of the parents of those students whom they purportedly teach. It's just an interesting thing. And Evergreen State has, of course, been in the news over the last couple of years because of the professor that they fired.
Right.
So I think the answer to that is with the parents and the purse strings. As long as we're sending our kids to these schools and they're getting the tuition, they're not going to change.
Amen. Jeffrey Deist, president of the Mises Institute, thank you so much for your help, Jeff.
Oh, thank you, Al. Great talking to you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.